way the wind blows. When this day's done.
Good morning. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie every Friday here on 1150 AM KKNW. I'll be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Guess where I just went?
Where?
To the Olympic Mountains.
Those right over there.
I seriously was introducing the show and my brain just went, what? That is so beautiful right now. If you guys can see the mountains and the snow that's still on them. It's a beautiful day. There's I drove all the way in from Kameno.
It's a little bit left up there.
It's gorgeous.
All this heat we're having is melting it.
And you were out in the heat and you got heat stroke.
Man. I think I got a little bit yesterday. It's all for the kids, though. You got to do it for the kids.
Well, I'll be honest. I was out at 3 and I couldn't take it. So everyone be prepared that, you know, that you're not even supposed to use sunscreen. Just stay out of the sun between 12 and 4. How's that?
Well, sunscreen's good, period, I think.
We'll do a whole show on that.
Yeah. But if you need to, just... bring some liquids. Hydrate, people.
Hydrate and wear a hat.
Yes.
Well, today we're going to go island hopping. Because you know I love Kameno.
Of course
and
you
now
do.
I love Whidbey as much as I love
you
Kameno.
You love them all. You love them all.
And Kauai, of course. I want to explain what the two islands are. If you don't know, because a lot of people are new to Seattle, we have Island County, which there's two islands. There's Whidbey Island and Kameno Island. Kameno Island is off I-5 Stanwood. It's a bridge, so you can actually drive. Sometimes it doesn't even look like an island because the water, the tide's out and in. But it is an island, and it's the only way in. So when you get in there, don't think you're going to get off any other way. And then Whidbey Island is, you can get through Mukilteo, it's a ferry, or you can get to Coopville from Port Townsend, another ferry. And then there's Deception Pass, which is a beautiful, they're all beautiful. I've done them all, and I think my favorite is to drive on Mukilteo and then drive off Deception. And you could actually walk on, if you're visiting Fort Casey, walk on the ferry and go to Port Townsend for the day and come back. It's just a lot of fun. I say island time is just a short drive away, and it's inexpensive. And I promote both islands because of the nature and the amazing human beings that are on it, of course. And joining us this morning is John Burks from Whidbey Island. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Dina.
I had some coffee. We met for coffee the other day.
Yeah, we did.
That was fun, and that was my first time at that little coffee place, and I had a bunch of meetings there. Whidbey Island is full of as amazing people as Kameno, and you have a farm on the island, true?
Yes, I do, Kettle's Edge Farm.
Now, how did you get to be a farmer on Whidbey Island?
Well, I was first introduced to Whidbey Island in 1980. I was doing postgraduate research at the University of Washington, developed a close friendship with a fellow whose parents were both born on Whidbey. His father at the time was working as the head of Burlington Northern Timber Resources, and they were reaching near the end of his career and building a retirement home near Coopville. He brought us up to Coopville, and we fell in love. So our goal was eventually to find a place back in the Northwest and hopefully on Whidbey, and we were able to do that.
And again, Coopville is the middle of the island, and it is a beautiful little town, isn't it?
Oh, it's just a place, a paradise for us.
And I think that the beauty of it is that I kept driving by Kettle Edge Farm on the right coming in, and then you are the owner of that. And we had coffee the other day, and I got to know a lot about you. You were first going to grow wine, and then you changed your mind.
For a number of years, I was interested in learning about viticulture and maybe doing some growing of grapes here on Whidbey, understanding that, you know, you can't grow the best wine grapes necessarily on Whidbey, but there had been a lot of research done at the WSU research facility in Mount Vernon. I'd followed that. So I was interested in growing some grapes, but also making wine and starting a winery when I retired. As a chemist by training, I have interest in things like winemaking, home brewing, and so forth. But once I got here on Whidbey in 2007, 2008, and the economic situation began to change, I rethought the whole process and ended up becoming a produce grower.
Well, and you know what? You can't grow wine. I just want to go back on that one because you grow grapes. But wouldn't it be cool if you could? But, yeah, so now what do you grow there?
Well, we grow a really diverse variety of produce, all kinds of lettuces, all the brassicas, kales, and cauliflower, broccoli. We do lots of potatoes, just all kinds of fresh produce. And this year, we're primarily focused on supplying one of our local restaurants here in the Coopville area.
And tell us that restaurant.
The restaurant is the Oyster Catcher, and the chef is Tyler Hansen, the owner. He and his wife, Sarah, have owned the restaurant now for, I think, about 4 to 5 years. And, in fact, this year, Tyler is spending one day a week, one of his off days from the restaurant. He's working here on the farm with me.
And that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about, well, first of all, our connection with food. Isn't that amazing that he's out there, and that energy goes into the restaurant, and we get to eat it?
Yeah, it is. It's really, I think, a special thing. I can't say enough about, his focus on purchasing locally grown produce and using that on his menu. And so he really, really tries hard to identify things that are in season that can be used in his restaurant. And he does a lot of things where he can take things and either pickle them, ferment them. So he'll have locally produced things for the restaurant year-round.
And I want to talk about farmers market and in-season, because I've been doing farmers markets, and just getting things that are in-season is so important, and things that are local. And that's why our farmers markets are so important, and to bring out your family, obviously, to bring good food home. But why would we want to buy in-season?
Well, buying locally produced in-season produce, it just has a quality about it that you can't find in the local grocery store. It's fresh. It has, all the vitamins there. It's just at its prime.
And also, I learned a lot about, so your berries come out first, and then we have our greens, and then, at the end of the season, we have the root vegetables and such, and we have our soups. But if you actually, you're in touch with Mother Nature, too, when you buy in season, and you buy locally, you're going to know the person behind the product. You can ask the questions. I just think, ever since I've discovered farmers markets, I want to say Bothell Country Village just closed, but I did that farmers market with my son. Now, he went with me, and he got so much out of it, It's just getting back in touch with Mother Nature.
Yes, for a number of years, we sold at both the Oak Harbor and Coopville Farmers Markets here on the north end of the island. We also operated a cooperative CSA with four other farms, and we sold from our farm stand here. And I really enjoyed doing the farmers markets. I enjoyed the interaction with the people, their questions, and getting their comments back. And it was always really fun for me to hear them say, they buy a head of lettuce from me, and, 2 weeks later, it's still fresh in the refrigerator.
Thank you for bringing that up, because that is so important. We have Ananda Farms, and I buy their, what's it called, Prana Mix, which is all the greens. 2 weeks later, it's like, I'm by myself. It does last a long time, and so you do know the difference.
Right. It's remarkably noticeable. And we just all the time got that comment back from folks.
And then I always talk about your footprint. Your footprint is, if you're buying something local, think about how quickly it gets to the market. If you're buying a banana or a pineapple or in the middle of winter, everything you pick up, everything you purchase, you really have to think twice. And if we quit buying stuff like that and we go right to our farmer's market, I believe that's how we change the world.
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, it's certainly, we're just 1 mile to 10 miles away from the farmers market that we serviced at the time. And it's just, you harvest it either the day before or the morning of the market, so it's at its prime when it gets to the consumer there. It can't be better.
And on Whidbey Island, you are a part of Whidbey Island Grown. Let the listeners know what that is, because that is a very special group of people.
Yeah, Whidbey Island Grown is a collaboration of people and businesses. Our goal is to work together to promote the finest locally grown and locally produced food, locally produced products, started out back in around the 2008-2009 time frame, primarily focused on the local farm. But over the past few years, we've relaunched the brand, and we've expanded it to really pull in all those other businesses that farms rely on to support them, particularly our restaurants, the chefs who buy locally, our B&Bs who can use some of our things for their breakfast menus and their B&Bs. And we're also trying to tie in with our local artisans and create experiences for people to come and visit, and not only visit our local farm, but see our artists. What they're creating here on Whidbey. We've got an incredible art community here as well.
Yeah, so does Camano. And that's why I love art community. I love music. And Penn Cove, I am now helping them with all their musicians and booking the bands. And they're the ones that brought up Whidbey Island Grown. They keep chanting. And then, you know, I was on your Instagram, and then you shared some of my stuff, because we buy local, the Penn Cove Brewing Company, and I'm so blessed to work with them right now. They have a lot of plans. They're real, Mark and Mitch Aparicio, amazing people doing amazing things because they care so much about Coopville. So I just feel really blessed to be a part of another island doing amazing things. You know, Camano is just right on board. There's so many nonprofits, there's so many people that care, and I'm just really happy that you're doing what you're doing. Whidbey Island Grown, is that a big, big production, or is just a few people?
Well, we're a group of volunteers. We're still in the process of trying to get a formal nonprofit structure set up. Currently, we operate under the umbrella of the Northwest Agricultural Business Center, which is an organization located in Mount Vernon, and their mission is to help particularly farmers build their revenue streams, enhance their businesses, become more profitable.
Well, and we had Sherry Wyatt. She's Island County Tourism. You know Sherry very well. And she and I worked together with some travel writers, and I helped her with the chamber work there and some events. And Sherry brought in Andy Domain, and he was this amazing man who went to both islands and talked about our footprint and how we should support one another. And that's really what happened to me on our island, is I made sure that each restaurant did have Edward Lynn's wine, or did have El Spike beer, or did have Dusty Cellars wine. It's like really important for us to support each other. And I think that's what you're doing, is we have to, because people are really busy working, right? They're so busy, they don't know that maybe the new winery opened up, or that soap company's down the road, but you know, it was a Three Sisters Market?
Three Sisters Market, yes. Yeah, they're right there on Highway 20. It's between Coopville and Oak Harbor. And, of course, they feature a lot of their own locally produced meat. But they also have lots of local regional products, cheeses, dairy products. They've got all local produce. So, yeah, they're just a great local market. And I think a point you make, and one of the things that's very important for our Whidbey Island Grown members, is we promote each other. So if someone visits my farm, and they're maybe from off island, they might be looking for a great restaurant to go. I'll mention a whole variety of restaurants, or a brew pub, or, you know, a place to stay the night. So we really try to promote each other's businesses.
And then Penn Cove does have Taco Tuesdays, and Three Sisters is where they get their meat. And that's one simple little thing that all we have to do is think twice about where we're buying and who we're buying from. And then you keep farmers and you keep local businesses in business. And again, we have the off season, which can be really hard on us. It's what I would say is February is probably the worst, January, February. But yeah, just local. If you're listening from Whidbey, you bring your people in for Christmas or the holidays, and make sure you eat local. Make sure you buy gifts local. It's just really it's educating people about how we keep everybody thriving. And you pretty much, I call it, you're re-inspired, not retired. True?
I think so.
You and I probably, we talked a lot because we had a lot in common, but you're very, very wise. And you also know that you want to slow down a little bit and you want to travel. And so if people want to get a hold of you and maybe purchase from you, or I think you're at a point where maybe somebody could come in and help you grow your food? I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, well, actually, that's right. I started this a little late in life, and because of some things that have arisen, I've just realized I need to make some time for some other things, and I'm trying to transition with my what I'm doing here as a farm, and that's one of the reasons I'm working with Tyler Hansen. He's trying to understand if that's something he would like to have someone continue to operate to support his business. So I'm looking for maybe someone to come in and help with that.
I think that's amazing. And I have to say one thing about people that are passionate. Sometimes we burn out, because I remember on Kamehameha when I first got there, or Snohomish, to get the news out about buying local or getting to the farmer's market, or, you know, I don't buy from China. You know, those kind of things. There's all these things. I was so passionate, but sometimes we can get burned out. So taking care of ourselves is really important too.
Yeah, that's right. It's one of those things that some of us, it's a lesson that we have to learn and relearn, I believe.
But we're doing the right thing. So give the listeners some farmer's markets if they want to catch that Mukilteo ferry, or they want to go to Deception Pass this weekend or next. What's going on?
Well,
where's the farmer's markets?
You can just come right down the aisle. And Thursday evenings, they have the Oak Harbor Farmer's Market. Saturday, 10 to 2, they have the Coopville Farmer's Markets. And then the Bayview Farmer's Market is at Bayview Corner. That's on Saturday as well. Sunday, there's Tilth Market, and then there's a Langley Farmer's Market. And Clinton. So we've got farmers markets all the way from the north end of the island to the south end of the island. And I just really encourage folks to check them all out. There's a guide, too, that people should look for that's produced by Tilth. It's a farm guide, and it's for the whole region. And each in our area, there'll be a map in that guide for Whidbey Island, and it shows all the farmers markets and local farms that have farm stands.
Sweet. And we also have GoWhidbeyKamehameha.com, which has all the events, has the farmers markets, and I want to remind people to do chambers. If you go into town and you go to Langley Chamber, they're going to direct you, tell you where to go. So we have Clinton, Langley, Freeland, Coopville, and Oak Harbor.
Oak Harbor.
Bam.
Yeah.
I know that. So what's the website for, is it Whidbey Island Grown?
WhidbeyIslandGrown.com is our website. We've got, you can go on there, and all of our member categories are shown. So if you're interested in visiting farms, you can click on that farm category, and you'll see our farm members listed there. You'll see our restaurant, we call it dining and libation establishments, listed. There's a calendar that we're working now in collaboration with the Island Arts Council, their marketing alliance, to have a joint calendar that shows all the arts cultural events that are occurring across the island.
Awesome. So we're going to also like you on Facebook, Whidbey Island Grown, and Instagram, and then I'll be connecting with you on Whidbey Island soon. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This summer, visit my home away from home and experience a taste of heaven on earth at Kama Beach Cafe on Kamehameha Island. Kama Beach Cafe and Catering is located at Kama Beach State Park. Come by and enjoy their local organic menu and sip a smooth latte while enjoying the view of the beach, cabins, and Saratoga Passage. Afterwards, go for a walk on the beach or on one of the park's many trails. My favorite trail is the Bluff Trail, where I frequently see eagles and other wildlife. Kama Beach Cafe is proud to be part of this historic piece of paradise. Discover pass needed. For more details, visit KamaBeachCafe.com. That's C-A-M-A BeachCafe.com. Or call 360-387-3266.
Feeling the need to get away and reconnect with Mother Nature? Located on Whidbey Island, Earth Sanctuary is a peaceful and magical sculpture garden, nature reserve, and retreat center with 2 miles of nature trails, 3 bird-filled ponds, and a variety of powerful sacred spaces, including a labyrinth, stone circles, and medicine wheels. Come and enjoy the wonders of nature and experience personal renewal, spiritual growth, and healing today. Visit earthsanctuary.org or The Earth Sanctuary on Facebook for more information.
Dina Marie, you've heard me talking about writing songs with Mr. Van Conner. Well, I'm happy to say that our album is out now.
It's called Coming Back Again, and it features songs like Legacy of Green, Silent Universe, and the title track Coming Back Again.
Our album Coming Back Again is now available for streaming and purchase at your favorite online retailer, including iTunes, Amazon, Apple Music, Spotify, and many more.
Go to dina-marie.com. That's dina-marie.com for a full list of retailers.
Watching the sunrise, an ocean stands between us. Look into the sky. Think of second chances. Look into the past. 1,000 miles between us.
No other station delivers this much variety. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. And I'm going to mention Clint McEwen, Follow the Sun, a beautiful man, a great musician, ClintMcEwenMusic.com. We're going back to Whidbey Island, and joining us on the phone is Karen Krug from Spoiled Dog Winery. Morning, Karen.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm just so blessed to have run into you. I was like maybe a month ago. It was pouring down rain, and I pulled over, and I got to have your attention because it was just us, and I got to have some of your amazing wine.
Thank you, and it's such an extreme difference today where we're warm and I think a high of 85.
Oh, it's going to be a beautiful Mother's Day weekend. It's a great time to bring mom out to one of the islands. How did you get to be a winemaker?
Well, it's actually my third career. I was an engineer first with a lot of chemistry background and then international lawyer overseas, working overseas, and wanted to do another lifestyle change. So we moved up to Whidbey Island, and I really wanted to grow grapes and make wine. And it was kind of one of the things I always wanted to do because I love wine.
And you are the main winemaker?
I am the winemaker, yeah. Jake, our son, is he's like the assistant winemaker, so he's learning everything now. Yeah.
Well, you have a beautiful place in Langley. And so the reason I actually got to know you, which I really want to thank Mark and Mitch, Penn Cove, because they carry a red and a white, a Chardonnay and a Syrah?
Right.
Of yours. And that's how I end up coming out. And they've introduced me to a lot of amazing people on the island. So let the listeners know about some of your wines.
Oh, we make a whole variety of wines, but the one that we grow here is Pinot Noir. So we make an estate Pinot as well as an estate Rosé of Pinot Noir. But we do a full, you know, spectrum of Bordeaux's, everything from Cabs, Merlots, Malbecs, Blends. Obviously, we do Syrah. We do Dolcetto, so we even get into some Italian. And on white, we do, Chardonnay and Sauv Blanc and Pinot Gris. And we do one called Escape Blanc that's fun, and it includes the Grebe from the island, as well as the Riesling. It's dry, and people love it as well.
And then you have some, sustainability means capable of being maintained indefinitely, capable of meeting the environmental, economic, and social needs of current generations without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their needs. Why do you farm like that?
because it's so important for it, and it includes everything from not only like environment, but it's also like sustainability with your community, and with, you know, financially everything. So we just really believe in sustainability. We raise our grapes organically, so we just use organic practices. We, you know, we have bees and things like that, so we can't be spraying things, you know, that kill other things. So sustainability is definitely very important for us.
And I think that's why our connection was so great, because I'm like the canary. I have so many things I can't do. But if I, for instance, people go to Europe and they eat wheat. They come here and they get sick from eating wheat. So I think it's our practices, the farming practices.
Oh, there's a lot of farming practices. It's all the more reason to know who your farmer is, including your farmer that's your vineyard winemaker.
So if you have weird allergies and things that you can't explain, if you go straight to your food, then go to the person who grows your food. That's why farmers markets are so important, and meeting local people that make wine or beer or, you know, breads.
Or grow the vegetables, all of that. It's just really important.
It is important. And I think the reason I love our small islands is because it's so easy to connect.
Right. And we have lots of really great farmers markets on the island. And we have farm stands and things where people can go buy stuff all the time. We have very good produce. And of course, we have good wineries, too.
And then you're doing something I haven't seen, but I totally back it, is reusable bottles that people bring in.
Oh, yeah. We fill growlers. You're not recycling glass, cork, labels. You're bringing a growler in, which is a glass bottle that has our logo on it. It's about a liter, and you just refill it. So especially if people come over even a couple times a year, it really makes sense, because when you have 9 fills, we give you the 10th one free.
Oh.
People just love it because it's really good wine. It's not jug wine. I mean, it's not bulk wine. It's we handcraft our wine.
So, oh, yeah. It's amazing. And the wine tasting is Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Right now, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. After Memorial Day, we go to Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And you have events there or dinners or...?
We do winemaker dinners, that's pretty much what our events are. We do some private ones. We're also going to be doing some private tours with private tastings quite a bit this summer, which people like, because they like to tour. You know, it's a little bit different than Woodinville, because Woodinville has awesome wine. But you kind of get the ambiance of a vineyard and all of that when you're on the island, and you kind of dial down. You come off the ferry and your energy level dies down, and there's not the traffic. Well, sometimes there's a ferry line, but it's just a whole different vibe. And so we really, people really enjoy doing the private tours and the tasting. So that's kind of fun.
Well, I'm going to bring up Woodinville, because I was raised at St. Michelle Winery. Was my playground as a kid. It was, you know, it was really small. I saw it get big. And then recently I went to Woodinville for an event, and they had wineries in warehouses, like 20 of them. And I was overwhelmed. So I really don't want, I'm not putting Woodinville down, but it's overwhelming. It's like going to Whole Foods and trying to get something to eat. Too much.
Right. Well, so a lot of them have multiple tasting rooms too, because they may still have something out like in the vineyards where they're getting the grapes. And then in Woodinville, they can access people a little better. But yeah, you don't get the same ambiance that you do when you come on the island.
It's a different experience, and it's nice to drive in. And I have to say, I had a dog named Sam, just like your dog.
Yeah, we have Sam. Yeah, and that's Sammy Samantha.
Oh,
she's just a kisser. We do have a sign in the tasting room warning people that she cannot control her liquor.
Oh, liquor! I know, I saw that. It's so funny. Same dog as mine and Samantha, same name, but cute dog. And they love people. So it's one of those things where she was like kind of hurting us and wanting us to all give her attention. But that was a highlight.
Yeah. And that's so that we named the winery after our swell dogs, because our last name is Krug, and it's trademarked in the industry in a big way, like with the really expensive champagne and awesome champagne in Europe, and then Charles Krug down in California. So. Yeah, we couldn't use our own name.
Well, so this is Mother's Day weekend, so you can come out, and it's beautiful. There's an outdoor seating, and you have the vineyard, like you said. The winery itself is beautiful inside. But you have something coming up May 18th and 19th. You want to tell the listeners about it?
Right, I'll do both. But for Mother's Day, we're actually doing our release of our estate rosé of Pinot Noir, which won platinum, and I actually like this year's even better than last year's that won the platinum best in the Northwest. So that's fun, and we're actually doing a growler fill of it, special. But a week from this weekend, if you need a good idea for Mother's Day, we're doing Savor Spring, and it's six venues on the island. It's wine and spirits and food, so we all get, I've got Magical Feast, which is a specialty, she's a caterer on the island making a special, you know, we all do like an hors d'oeuvre that we serve with like three samples of either wine or spirits. So it's a fun thing. You buy a ticket. You can get it on woodtheislandvintners.org. It's brown paper tickets. And you just come around and get to enjoy food, wine, and spirits. You can spread it over 2 days, stay the night, and really dial down and have fun.
It'll lift your spirits, won't it?
Yeah, but it's a Mother's Day present if people haven't thought of anything yet.
Yeah, and so yep. I'm gonna name it Comforts of Whidbey, which is that winery or distillery?
It's a winery.
Spoiled Dog Winery, we know them. Whidbey Island Distillery, Mutiny Bay Distillery, Bloom's Winery, which they have a new venue that's really beautiful. Holmes Harbor Cellars, and then local food from, it says Saltwater Fish House.
Right.
Rustica?
Rustica.
Mm-hmm. Bistro 5511.
Yep.
And Magical Feast.
And then there's a couple others that feature. Each one has a different person making or chef making their. Gordon's is, I think, at Mutiny Bay Distillery. Yeah. So there's, I mean, really awesome food and, like I say, wine and spirits. And a lot of it, we're doing new releases for that. So you get kind of some fun things.
And that's what I was telling you, is that whole food and wine experience and conversation. For me, that is just like heaven.
Yeah, and it'll be beautiful weather again, I'm sure.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Then go over and take a walk on the beach, and then come back and have some more.
Oh, yeah. Langley is, there's the Earth Sanctuary, which is a beautiful place. Chuck's been on the show. There's Whidbey, the Institute, what's it called?
Whidbey Institute.
Okay, there you go. And I'm just like, the Rhododendron Park there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's and Evie's Landing, and then, you know, Double Bluff Beach. I mean, there's some really awesome, well, like Deception Pass. I mean,
I go there to work, and I'm like a little kid. Pull over, take a picture, run through the woods. It's all new to me because before I worked, and I just drove through, went back to the mainland, drove through, you know. And now I get to go there and stay. We're going to camp again a couple days starting today and ride my bike. There's trails. Love Coopville. So if you want to, also go woodbeycamano.com. That's the Island Terrific. County. Yeah. So if you want to go there too, that's a great place to see all the events and all the both the islands.
See, you know, we have lighthouses. I mean, there's just as little as everything. Yeah. I mean, we're 50 miles long, so it's not a small island. So there's a lot to see from both ends.
And to that whole, if you stay, you can go to Port Townsend and go have dinner and then come back.
Right. Or you can stay on here. There's a lot of places to have dinner here. But yeah. So they can access the island either from the Mukilteo Clinton Ferry or the Port Townsend and go over to Port Townsend for the day if you want to, or across the bridge at Deception Pass. So three ways to access the island.
Which I always promote both islands, and then when I get to a beach and there's people there, I'm like, what? Everyone needs to go home.
But... I know. Yeah, no, you don't really want to come over. Stay home. It rains all the time. Yeah,
yeah. And, you know, we just had the whales going through. So, I mean, all you have to do.
Oh, yeah, the whales, yeah.
Oh, let me plug Orca Network. I mean, go down to Langley and do the Whale Center and just get educated.
Yes, and they're doing the whale tours right now out of Langley, too. If you go down there, there's a boat that takes you out, and you'll see the gray whales. They're here feeding almost every day. And then some of the orcas come and visit us. So, yeah.
I'm already excited to take that ride.
There's a kayaking lady down there if you want to kayak. That's fun.
Yep, she's been on the show. So is the whale watching people.
Yeah.
People place in the activity to lift your spirits. And I have to say, when I drove in, I was very happy to discover you. I have two, it's Edward Lynn and Dusty Sellers on our Camino.
Right.
But obviously, because of Penn Cove Brewery, I will be over there quite a bit. And the wine you have there is. Pooch White Chardonnay?
Oh, so on tap, yeah. We have Pooch White Chardonnay. Oh, up there. But I think you guys are calling it Penn Cove Chardonnay.
I don't know.
up at Pin Cove, they're serving the Pin Cove Chardonnay and the Pin Cove Syrah.
Yay. And so if you want to go, we have all local ciders, beers, and wine. And that makes me happy, just like with the Whidbey Island Grown. It's really important to support if you can, and sometimes you can't. Sometimes you can't get an ingredient or something, but do it as much as you can. Support farmers markets and local businesses.
Right, and I would just do another plug. We do Driftwood Hard Cider as well, which we have the Whidbey Heirloom one out, which is the only one made right now on Whidbey Island, but it's really awesome cider if you like cider.
You make the cider?
Yeah, well, Jake is more doing cider, but I help him.
Woo, woo, Jake, thumbs up. That's another show. We'll go to a cider,
show. No, he's our son.
I know, Jake.
Yeah, cider,
I met him. I know who he is.
Awesome.
Sweet, so what's your website?
SpoiledDogWinery.com.
SpoiledDogWinery.com. Go visit either this weekend or next, or anytime you want, as long as it's Friday till Sunday, and then the summer comes, it's Wednesday through Sunday. I will be running into you soon, Karen.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome anytime.
Right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
Elder Bay Grocery has been locally owned and operated by the same family for over 25 years. They're located at the south end of Camino Island at the intersection of Mountain View and Elder Bay Road, and is less than 2 miles away from the Camino Island and Kama Beach State Parks. Kara's Kitchen at Elder Bay Grocery offers burgers, soups, sub sandwiches, pizza, homemade baked goods, and free Wi-Fi for customers to stay connected while enjoying their affordable and family-friendly dining. Stop by to refuel the car or even treat the kids to a hand-scooped ice cream cone. For more information, visit ElgerBayGrocery.com. That's E-L-G-E-R Bay Grocery.com. Or like Elder Bay Grocery on Facebook. It's always a great day at Elder Bay. And don't forget to stop in for the 21st annual Camino Island Studio Tour Mother's Day weekend, May 10th, 11th, and 12th. Art lives on Camino Island. Get inspired by the art and be amazed by the nature.
Thinking about getting away for a day or an overnight stay? Pristine Pacific Northwest Island beauty is closer and more affordable than you may think. From unspoiled hills to uncrowded Puget Sound shoreline, from wildlife and stately evergreen forests to bald eagles and blue herons, Whidbey and Camino Islands have it all. They're both located in Puget Sound and are an easy drive from either Seattle or Vancouver, BC. Both islands are accessible by bridge, and each island is a wonder of nature and scenic beauty to be enjoyed by the entire family. To visit this classic Pacific Northwest experience, visit WhidbeyCaminoIslands.com or like them on Facebook to see all they have to offer. You'll discover that island time is just a short drive away and can be affordably yours this weekend. Whidbey and Camino Islands, the shortest distance to far away.
Pin Cove Brewing Company, located in Coopville on beautiful Whidbey Island, is a small, family-friendly tap room featuring local craft beer, wine, and cider from around the Pacific Northwest. The Coopville Tap Room was created by two brothers following their dream of bringing a successful business back to the community they love, one craft beer at a time. Visit PinCoveBrewing.com, that's PinCoveBrewing.com, and check out the events calendar or sign up for their newsletter to get a weekly update on upcoming local live music, special events, and promotions right on Whidbey Island.
Find out the latest about your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150. Check out 1150kknw.com.
When you feel life falling down on you like a heavy weight. When you feel this crazy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. And joining us is Josh Flickner. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Dina Marie.
How do you know me, Josh?
Oh, my goodness. How many ways do we not know each other from all the years at the Camino Chamber and at the store? Yeah, so.
And the crazy lady running through, and then running out. There she goes.
Always having fun ideas, yeah.
Yep, that's me. Well, Josh owns Elder Bay Grocery and Camino Island and Kara's Kitchen. And we have a huge event coming up for the next two weekends. Let the listeners know what that is.
Oh, that would be the, I don't even know how many annual, like, what is it, the 50th annual or something it feels like? I don't know.
21st.
It's been going for a long time.
Yeah.
Mother's Day Studio Art Tour, where all the many, many artists, actually not even all of them, but a lot of artists on Camino Island open their home studios, their galleries, and the public can come and tour them, watch them work, of course, buy stuff from them. And it happens every Mother's Day weekend, plus the following. It does a follow-up the weekend after. So,
two weekends, and it's like Sal Hudson, Gail Picken, Carla Matzke, and Jack Gunter over probably a glass of wine decided to do this, you know. And it's 21 years later. And I'm going to tell you the secret to the art tour, and you're going to like this, Josh. Go to the south end. Start at the south end of the island. Always go to the south. And you visit Linda Dimitri's, the schoolhouse there, Mabana Schoolhouse. You have Jack Gunter. You have his gallery, and he's actually the artist on the brochure this year. And then you have Carla Matzke has a sculpture park. She's been on the show quite a bit. But it's just those places right there are very historic and lovely. And then you have Josh right there. So you might even veer off to a state park, which Susan Cohen Thompson is right there. So those are my favorite, actually.
Yeah, and we've got so one of the things that's cool is if visitors grab the booklets from somewhere, we've got them, of course, at the store, but if you had one beforehand, you'll actually notice that our store is right at the kind of crossroads where you can decide if you want to go to the state park or if you want to go down to the south end. And yeah, you're right, Dina. There's so many great places down at the south end that often get overlooked, but yet they're some of the oldest running and most historic artists and galleries. Like you mentioned, Gunter and Matzke especially. Carla's sculpture park is less than 2 miles from our store, just straight south. And so we're actually listed as like a rest stop visitor info center on the map. And so people can stop in and use the bathroom, get more info, get directions. We're going to be very, very busy with that this weekend.
And remember, it's not like there's a whole bunch of things at the end of the island. If you want gas, you're going to have to go to Josh's place, because I remember the first time on the island, you just kind of think you're going to run into a mini mart or store, you know, like, but it's just houses at the end and the state parks, which are beautiful. And the drive around, you're going to see the most beautiful scenery. You might even see whales if you go to the state park. It's just a beautiful drive.
Yeah, I heard there's been, the last couple of weeks, there's been quite a few whales, hasn't there?
Oh, I've been out there with them.
We had a whale watching group in our restaurant a couple nights ago, having like a meeting about, I don't know, I heard about this from one of my staff, and they were saying that there was like 20 people in this whale watching group on Camino that all had like dinner and beers at our restaurant on Thursday night.
Oh, if you, the state park, you go out Cama Beach State Park, or not Cama, but the Camino State Park, yeah, you're going to see whales right there in front of Langley. I mean, to the left.
It's a pretty narrow window, though, isn't it? Like, I think right now is like, there's only this few weeks here that we're in right now that they are around Camino, I think.
Yep, and if you're going to go to the tour, go to Orchid Network Facebook. They will tell you what side of the island they're at. I know Port Susan, they had tons of them. I mean, it's been a really good year for whales. So let's think about Port Susan, Orchid Network, and Elder Bay. Those are usually places where the whales are. But also, I've watched you grow a lot. I mean, you've done a lot of things. You have music now on Saturday nights.
Yeah, every Saturday, and that's been fantastic. Yep.
And then
lots of different local artists getting to flex their talent. Some of them used to performing. Some of them, you know, don't perform very often, but we're like kind of just letting them have a chance, and it's kind of a win-win for them getting to have fun and show off their talent. And of course, our guests love it. While they're having our already great food, they get to be entertained. And so, it's been very successful.
And if you stay at a state park, you probably could go for Saturday night entertainment. But I'll have to tell you something about your food. That veggie burger, I had it 3 times in a week. That's just not wrong. It was so good. because I hadn't been out there for a while. I'm like, oh my gosh, the food is amazing. You're doing a fine job. And the ice cream cone, well, you get your money's worth.
Yeah, I know I'm biased, but I genuinely, I drive around for work a lot, and I'm like constantly wishing that my own restaurant was nearby where I am so that I didn't have to pick from the typical fast food places, because I really do feel like we've got a pretty cool, unique thing there. And again, I know I'm biased, but I hear it. I literally, when I go, it's hard for me to even get my work done because I'm constantly having customers want to talk to me, and all they want to say is just like, they just have nothing but compliments from my staff, and they're, my staff is really the key. I do very little these days, honestly. It is almost 100% my great staff that I've got there, especially Brandon, the general manager at the helm there. He's just doing a phenomenal job. So.
And I remember when he was first hired, and you did such a fine job, and he has grown up, actually, you know, and he's doing an amazing job. So we'll give Brandon the high five, two thumbs up. Let's see. Then you have, you added beer.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we did that. Let's see. Was that a year? I thought last time we talked, I had just added that, but I don't remember. Anyways. Yeah, we've got 12 beers on tap. We are pretty, of course, you know, there's tons of great craft beers these days. It's hard to pick from. So we do a pretty good job of rotating and being pretty, pretty selective about only having the best. We've been doing, people loved our food, but, you know, obviously a lot of people would be like, man, I wish I could have a beer with your burger. And so now they can. And also we've been doing, with that, brewery nights where the breweries, like the reps, come out and they hang out for a couple hours and they do, you know, do some door prize raffles, and they talk about the beer, and so customers can, like, get educated about the different types of beer. We've had those be standing room only for the last several months. In fact, we had one this week, Tuesday. That was great, and we've got another one coming up next Tuesday, the 14th, I think from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. So,
and it's important because the island is – it's not Whidbey, okay? It's a very small island, and it's got a few places you could go. And because Elder Bay's there, we have a place to gather, which is really, I'm thanking you, because it's all ages, and you have things for people to do, because the South End can get lost. People could just stay home and not know anything about anybody at the end of the island.
Yeah, that's really been our goal this last year and a half. It was 2 years ago. We really tried to make a paradigm shift for our business model as far as the restaurant goes, And of course, we wanted to have good quality food, clean establishment, et cetera. But we really wanted to focus on having things for people to do. And that word gather is really key. I like that word a lot. There's a lot of connotations there that really embody what we're doing of, hey, here's a place. There's no pressure to buy anything. If you want to come, you want to hang out, you need to use the Wi-Fi for work. In the morning, you want to just hang out. We got a lot of retired people that come and just spend a couple hours in the morning hanging out. They make friends. It's great for them. In the evenings, almost, we've got 4 to 6 nights a week, we've got stuff going on. And like you said, we've got everything from paint and sip parties to private groups gathering to beer nights open to everybody. Of course, only 21 and older can partake. I should probably make that disclaimer just so people don't get the wrong idea. But and then board game nights on Monday nights; those have been very popular. People just coming in and meeting new friends and getting to sit down and play board games. They bring their own, or we have some demo games available. We actually sell like top, and I don't mean like Monopoly. I'm talking like good quality board games, the kind that have really been growing in popularity the last couple years. So between all these different things, like this week, I think we've had 6 nights this week where there's been something going on in the restaurant.
And like I said, it's refreshing. And I know when I pull in, I'm going to know a bunch of people and I'm going to have to sit and talk because you can't be in a hurry, because it's just like they pull up right next to you and you're like, I haven't seen you forever. For me, it's because, you know, I work at home, so it's a nice social place for me. And that's on my way to my favorite beach, so I stop in. That's where I got my hamburger. But
Sure, but even when people don't know any, I've had so much fun watching, even though I'm not there as often as I used to be. I see people come in and they're brand new to the area, and they'll end up like just hanging out and meeting new friends. And then it's been fascinating to watch some of the friendships between my customers mm-hmm. develop. What's really neat is that we've been doing this, and it's not like all these activities, most of them don't even have any cost associated to them. You can just come and partake. And yet business has just grown because it's really fun. As a business owner, when you are trying to provide something and the business comes kind of naturally, that's, I think, really ideal, and it's hard to achieve. So I'm pretty happy with the trajectory we're on.
Yeah, and we were talking about supporting local. You know, Dusty Cellars Wines are there. I know you do your best to get local, anybody on the island, and selling their wares, you know, whether it's candles.
Yeah, we have lots of artists, actually, especially speaking of art tour. We have several artists who I think they're kind of smaller. I don't know if they're going to be on the tour. We've got some of their prints and postcards and stuff for sale on consignment, too. So.
Yay. That's where I met Dan Kaufman. I was having coffee, working on my computer, and... You know, Dan Kaufman is on the island. He's there by Freedom Park. And I want to bring up Marcus and Mark Ellinger, Glass Quest. We got to bring them on because they've been on the show a couple times. They do Nerd Buzz, which one day you need to be on his show, Josh.
Yeah, he keeps saying that. It's it was kind of a miracle that the schedule aligned for this morning. So, but I'll definitely do my best anytime you want to throw the invite out there.
We'll do it at the right time. I'll get it done. And then you live in Leavenworth.
I do. Yep, that's right. I live in Leavenworth, which is funny to people. They're like, why do you live in Leavenworth but have a business on Camino? Well, have you ever been to Leavenworth? It's a pretty cool place to live. And
pretty freaking amazing.
We actually moved here before we bought the store from my parents. And you know, when they retired a couple years ago, it was like, well, I mean, we'd love to keep it in the family. And yeah, it's not easy. There's times where it's challenging, but it's definitely worth it.
And what's the happening in Leavenworth in 3 minutes?
I think this weekend is Mayfest in Leavenworth. I don't really have anything to do with that festival, but, you know, there's always things going on in Leavenworth. One of the things I'm specifically doing is my company, the same company that owns Elder Bay, actually runs the Leavenworth Fest Hall, which is the event center right in downtown. It's the only large indoor venue that's available to rent for events and private and public and... a lot of people know Leavenworth for, of course, like Oktoberfest, and the Fest Hall, the big venue, is the headquarters of Oktoberfest. So if you come to Oktoberfest, most of the activities are inside the Fest Hall. So that's the building that I'm in charge of running for the city. We've got a lot of fun things.
You have roller derby.
Yeah, they only do one like big tournament a year now. I don't know, it used to be that it was happening a lot, but in January there is roller derby. Apparently, one of the gals on the roller derby team is qualifying for American Ninja Warrior. So I got a call a couple days ago that the film crew might be out to the Fest Hall to film her practice. I thought that was pretty cool. So
it's pretty sweet. Dina's gonna sign up too. I see her thinking about it.
Sign up for American Ninja Warrior or the roller derby?
Both. Why stop?
I have a client who does roller derby, so I basically looked her up, and it was Fest Hall. I'm like, wow, roller derby in Leavenworth. I love it.
Yes. Although I'm not as excited about that as I am about the two brand new events we have coming to Leavenworth. Get this. You're not. Guess what's coming on August 31st to the Leavenworth Fest Hall?
I have no
idea.
First
time ever. Don't actually guess. I know we don't have much time.
But yeah. It'll be forever.
Pro wrestling. Okay?
No way.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. Defy Wrestling, which does tons and tons of wrestling in like Tacoma and Seattle. And Spokane, they've never been to Leavenworth. I don't even know if they've ever been in North Central Washington. Mm-hmm. And they want to do a show in Leavenworth. And so people, if you're interested in watching some fun entertainment and seeing the town, I mean, people love to come to Leavenworth anyways, so, but it's kind of nice when you know there's going to be some activities, too.
There are going to be some mini lederhosen.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, I guess it's going to be a king of the mountain is what they're calling it, which is pretty cool, very thematic, you know. So.
Very appropriate. Awesome.
Okay, so give us, it's elderbaygrocery.com, or was it Elderbag? What's your website?
Yeah, Elder Bay Grocery. I mean, most people look us up on our Facebook page, but yeah, elderbay.com or elderbaygrocery.com. We're also on Facebook, Elder Bay Grocery, and Kara's Kitchen has its own Facebook page.
And Leavenworth, if we want to do wrestling, where do we go for that?
Yeah, you want to do wrestling or the first ever family-friendly comedy show that we're also hosting on July 6th. Just go to leavenworthfesthall.com or, again, on Facebook, Leavenworth Fest Hall.
Woo, woo. I'll be joining you in Leavenworth. We'll do a show on that. All right. Thank you, Josh, for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Yay. If you want to reach out to me, it's dina@dina-marie.com, but don't email me because my Yahoo's done. I don't know what's going on with Yahoo, but anyways, dina-marie.com if you want to reach out to me. All right. I'm going to be off to Whidbey Island. Have a great weekend. Join us next week for more people, place, and activities that'll lift your spirits. Thank you.